Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you noticed a theme among home ownership? Well, if you're being honest, it's that it seems more unattainable than ever. The U.S. is right in the middle of the biggest housing affordability mess ever. And you know what? It's only getting worse.
You might think it's just a monopoly game for the rich, with millionaires buying up houses left and right to make themselves even richer, right? Well, why are the rest of us left behind? But if you stick with us today, you're going to find out that it's actually not quite that simple.
In today's episode, we're going to tackle some pretty big questions.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. Things like, how did we get here? Who is most affected by this home ownership crisis? And what can you do to turn this reality around in your favor?
You guys ever remember reading as a kid the series Little House on the Prairie? Well, it was set in the Midwest, and it's told a story of a pioneer family who faced many challenges with love, determination, and courage.
And they did it all within their humble little home, which housed their dreams for the future as well as their unshakable bond. But what really stands out to us is how these humble pioneers, despite their modest means, achieved something that many still strive for today, simply owning a home.
This actually is pretty sad if you think about it. While it might not be as simple for you and me as building a house on the prairie, it shouldn't be something that only Elon Musk of the world can afford. You guys, we hate to break it to you, but things are looking actually pretty darn bleak. Let's look at some of the numbers to figure out just how bad it is.
There's a lot of research out there to support this, but in America today, the dreams of owning a home is becoming increasingly out of reach. In fact, research shows that the cost of the median price house now stands somewhere at around 6 times the median income.
You might not think this sounds that bad until you think about the fact that the average American household aiming to purchase a home at the median price point needs to earn at least $100,000 annually.
In many metropolitan areas like the one we live in, this figure skyrocketed to nearly 3 to 4 times that amount, placing home ownership even farther out of reach.
But what's really concerning and pretty unfair is the median household income across the country actually falls somewhere significantly below the $100,000 mark.
To better understand the dynamic at play and to visually track the evolving relationship between the median incomes and the house pricings over the year, we want to show you this really concerning graph sourced from the Federal Reserve so that you can see for yourself just how bad the income housing gap really is.
But how did this happen and how did we get here as a country? Well, like anything else, it certainly didn't happen overnight. Back in 1984, the average household income was somewhere around $22,420 and the median price for a house was $78,200.
When you do some pretty basic math, this means that the price to income ratio was around 3.49. In layman's terms, it actually meant something pretty awesome. Back then, owning a home was a lot more doable.
Let's talk about why and jump back to the late 1970s and early 80s. This was a period of time of incredible inflation and soaring interest rates, with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage peaking close to 14% in 1984. You think rates are bad now? Those super high rates pose a significant barrier to affordability, making home ownership seem totally unattainable for many.
Well, fast forward to the 2000s and home price skyrockets thanks to the housing bubble that completely burst in 2008, triggering a severe recession. The widespread use of subprime mortgages was a key factor in the crisis, revealing weaknesses in the financial system.
So, in response to the recession, the Federal Reserve implemented a series of measures aimed to stimulate economic growth, including slashing interest rates to all-time historic lows.
While this move was intended to boost the housing market and grant easy access to home ownership, it accidentally did the opposite by causing a rise in housing prices. What a nightmare.
As you can see, there's quite a balance going on between economic factors like inflation and interest rates mixed with moves made by the Federal Reserves. And all of this is shaping how housing market develops over the years and how it got us to where we are today.
Which brings us to the basic economic concept of supply and demand.
But as it relates to us and the housing market, what's happening is that we've got a whole new generation entering the housing market, but there's just not enough new construction to go around. To make matters worse, investors are scooping up homes and turning them into rentals, making the supply even tighter, which in turn is driving prices through the roof.
The bleak reality that we don't want to sugarcoat for you is that in 2023, the price of entry into home ownership was sky high. Not much, if anything, has changed in 2024. If you want to own a medium price home, you better be pulling in at least $100,000 a year plus, right? Or depending on your zip code, which is a lot more than what most households are making.
As we mentioned earlier, in some urban areas, you have to earn 3 to 4 times a median income just to afford a place to live. But let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. As you might imagine, when housing costs soar, families are forced to reallocate the budgets and cut back on essential expenses like groceries and healthcare. This reduction in consumer spending can have a ripple effect throughout the economy.
Not only that, but the unaffordability of housing can also hinder job mobility when individuals are unable to relocate for employment opportunities due to high housing costs. It contributes to labor shortage in cities with super high living expenses.
This is a challenge for businesses looking to recruit and retaining talent, which also impacts economic productivity.
Listen, when we first started in multifamily apartment syndication, we had no idea what we were doing. We just lost everything we knew and loved in the fashion industry, and we really had no backup plan. We absolutely don't want this to be your story too, which is why we are so happy and passionate that you're here today.
If you want an exit strategy from the stress and chaos of today's real estate industry, we would love to introduce you to the game-changing alternative, apartment syndication. So what exactly are apartment syndications?
Well, guys, think of them as a team effort in the world of investing. Instead of having to deal with all the stress yourself, investors pull in their resources to buy and have experts manage their properties. You basically bring all your buddies together to tackle a big project.
This is in total contrast to the traditional home ownership. When you buy a home the old-fashioned way, a big chunk of your money gets tied into the equity. And accessing that equity isn't exactly as easy. Between closing costs, refinancing headaches, and all sorts of paperwork, all the hoops you have to jump through.
Thankfully, with apartment syndication, your capital isn't locked up in brick and mortar. Instead, you're part of a dynamic team investing in properties that have the potential to generate solid return. Plus, you get to diversify your investment portfolio without hassle of managing the properties solo.
So if you're looking to leverage a new reality of real estate investing, syndications might be just your ticket to financial success so that you can make your money work smarter, not harder.
When you think about it, there's actually a lot of advantages to invest in apartment syndications.
First, syndications provide a pathway into real estate market without typical barriers of high initial capital or complexities of securing a mortgage. This accessibility allows investors to participate in lucrative real estate opportunities without being weighted down by financial constraints, a total win-win.
On top of that, by investing in apartment syndications, you can enjoy a steady stream of passive income generated from rental properties.
As property values naturally increase over time due to inflation, investors stand to benefit from equity appreciation, which enhances the value of their investment portfolio even more.
In addition to other benefits, apartment syndication also offers solutions for bridging the affordability gap. The simple act of pooling resources allows you to combine financial resources to access income-producing assets that may be out of reach on your own.
You can also spread risk across multiple properties or projects. Unlike traditional home ownership, where all the capital is tied to a single asset, syndicate members can diversify their investment portfolio. This diversification helps mitigate risk, as any setback on one investment can be offset by performance of others within the syndicate.
Investing in tangible real estate assets through apartment syndications can also be a smart move when it comes to protecting your investment against inflation.
Unlike paper assets that can lose value when prices rise, real estates tend to hold its value and even appreciate over time. So by investing your money in apartment syndications, you're essentially building a shield against the effect of inflation, helping preserve and potentially grow your wealth in the long run.
Not only that, but you also get control and flexibility. And who doesn't like being in control?
Unlike traditional home ownership, syndication offers you the flexibility of choosing the level of investments that suits your financial goals and risk tolerance. Plus, you get to handpick specific projects that you want to invest in.
You get to have the power to customize your investment portfolio to fit your needs and preferences without all the headaches of managing properties solo.
So if you're looking to use your investment portfolio and also protect yourself against inflation, syndications might be the perfect fit. We feel confident that the winning combination of stability and flexibility can help you achieve your financial goals. So what are you waiting for?
Now that you're all excited about all the goodness apartment syndications offer, tune into this episode on how to assemble your superstar team.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.